today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we've been waiting for rain for the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, it came today, but that's okay. The garden needs it, and the main thing that this rain is going to do, for those of you that love the fall as much as I do, we've been dry. I mean, we had a really wet summer, and then we got a 3 or 4 week period where we didn't get a heck of a lot of rain, but the good type of rain that we're getting today is going to make the trees look absolutely beautiful. So if you like to look at the colorful foliage, the yellows, the oranges, the reds, and everything in between, the rain we're getting today is going to make those leaves brighter in the color, more intense. So make sure that during October you plan a trip into the country and look at the beautiful trees. Western Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, where there's rolling hills and mountains, there's nothing prettier than the fall season to look at all of the colors. And the weather is changing. I live in Maine, and Saturday morning when I get up, 28 degrees in southern Maine, where I live in Kennebunk. So, you know, the fall is officially here, and the weather is beginning to show signs of it. This morning, we're broadcasting at Cataldo Nursery, and we are in Littleton, Massachusetts, right off of 495, exit 31. We'd love to see you, and you're in for a great surprise. I have never been here in the fall, and they have done the most incredible job in the store. I know it's raining, and you may not want to think about, you know, planting trees and shrubs today, but it's their fall open house. We'd love for you to come down and see the store itself. The store is fabulous. It's all decorated for the fall and, of course, for Halloween. And the silk flower department is just incredible. If you have a container that you purchase and you'd like to get it filled, bring your container down. The girls will be here, and they'll help you select the right colors and the right textures to make that special arrangements for your dining room table or for the living room. They also have a great selection of those Halloween villages. A lot of us do the Christmas villages, but they've got a great Halloween house village with all the little miniature people and the little cars. Really unique. It's not something that you see every place. So if you want something that's going to tell you that the fall season is here, it'll get you in the mood for Halloween and Thanksgiving and Columbus Day and Veterans Day and those types of holidays in the fall, come on down, say hello. Of course, they have all the fertilizer to put the lawn to bed, and that's important. If you have a lawn and it doesn't look as good as it should, be a good idea to feed it. If you can fertilize the grass now, it's very different than feeding it in the fall. In the springtime, when you fertilize your lawn, 75% of the fertilizer that you put down, the plant uses to get thicker and fuller, to fill in all of those thin spots in your lawn, so that means there's less weeds. Well, in the fall, it does the total opposite. In the fall, it will take 75% of the food that you give it. It stores it in the root system to make it stronger for the winter. 25% is used to green it up, to make it nice and healthy. But by storing 75% of that fertilizer in the root system, it makes it stronger so that if we get some ice during the winter and the grass is covered with thick layer of snow or ice, it can better withstand it. When spring arrives, because it has a belly full of food, it can green up a lot faster. This is also the best time of the year to plant a new lawn. So if your lawn is a little bit thin, you've got crabgrass, this is the best time. The soil is nice and warm. Traditionally, we get more rain. We get that nice morning dew that adds to the moisture, unlike the spring where the ground is cold. Also, in the spring, the dandelions come up, the chickweed, the clover, and all of those weeds come up. In the fall, the weeds are dying. Once you get a frost, any weeds that are there are going to die back. The grasses continue to grow, so the new seeds that you put in have now additional room to fill in those holes, and that way when spring comes, there's no sun available for the weeds to come in. It germinates much faster. You have much easier time. So pick up your grass seed, pick up your fertilizer, and you've got about a month to do it. But the sooner you can get the grass seed in, the thicker it's going to be and the better shape your lawn is going to be at the same time. Shrubs and trees, great time to help them. A little bit of fertilizer right now will help the plants to become a lot stronger for the winter months. Now, what I recommend that you do is use organic fertilizers. Something like Hollytone for your broadleaf evergreens and Plantone for your deciduous plants. Plants like Forsythia and Weigelia, lilacs. And the reason that you feed in the fall, the same thing. A lot of the food is stored. If you have a rough winter, and who knows what the winter is going to be like. Now, a rough winter is not a winter with a lot of snow. A winter with a lot of snow will cover the plants and it insulates them so they have a nice, easy winter. A rough winter is a winter where it's cold and not a lot of snow cover. When the wind blows across your yard and there's no snow, the air is cold. It's also very dry. And when it blows across your yard, it pulls the moisture from the leaves of plants like holly, rhododendrons, azaleas, from your ground covers like English ivy, pachysandra, euonymus. So if you can feed them at this time of the year, they store all that food. They toughen up the cells, and they can have a much easier winter if it gets tough. So this is not the time of the year to say, well, I did it in the spring. Do it now. This is more important than in the spring because you're preparing your plants for the unknown. And the unknown is the winter. Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be snowy? Is it going to be windy? And if we get a winter with a lot of sun and wind, that's the worst. And think about it. You've had a garden that in the spring, your rhododendrons on the outside edges of the leaves are all brown, right around the edges. Or a lot of spotting on the leaves on your rhododendrons, azaleas, and holly. That's a dehydration process. And it's caused because the ground is frozen, the plant loses moisture, but it's unable to get it from the frozen ground. If you can fertilize that plant, it makes the plant cells, the tissue of the plant, thicker, less water loss through the foliage and through the branches, and when spring comes, a lot less damage. So start thinking about putting the garden to bed. Once you get a frost and all of your perennials are knocked down, start thinking about cutting them to the ground level. On most of them, there are some perennials that you don't do that. But if you have phlox, daisies, hostas, daylilies, some of your taller growing perennials, you're probably noticing they're beginning to turn yellow. When they start to turn yellow, it's a signal for you to start cutting them right to the ground. There's a lot of good perennials that are still active now, things like rose mallow, big, beautiful perennial hibiscus plants. They're still looking beautiful. Your white daisies are just beginning to bloom, your Montauk daisy. Those will tolerate the frost. But the plants that are starting to look a little tired, a little yellow, cut them down to the ground, get rid of them, put them in your compost pile, because if they had bugs, the bugs with the cold weather know I'm going to die, and they're laying eggs on the leaves for the next year's generation. So clean them. 800.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit...
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable, whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you enjoying the fall season? Have things begun to change for you in Minnesota?
They're just starting to change now, yeah. It's the time to go to apple orchards up here. So.
Oh, yeah. This is apple picking time. There's nothing better than fresh, crisp apples and the cider. Oh, man, the cider is so good right now.
I think we might
can't
end up,
beat it.
I think we might end up doing that right after the show today, going to the apple orchard and getting some cider.
Oh, there's nothing better. And it's only for a short season, so mm-hmm. You've got to drink it while you can. I have to keep telling myself, only two glasses a day, Paul. Because I'll drink a lot of it. Boy, I'll pay for it. I'll have cramps like you can't believe. Are we ready to do a little gardening, Jared?
We're ready here.
Who do we have up first?
Okay, first up this morning we have Dawn on the line, who's calling with a problem with a birch tree.
Okay. Dawn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you. I bought a beautiful clump birch, 8 to 10 foot. And you know down here in Cape Cod, the soil is very, very sandy. It had a good ball of earth on it. And
right.
I planted it myself. I'm very familiar with that. I put good loam in. I put the organic fertilizer at the bottom, and I've been watering it very faithfully. But again, it's kind of a very sandy soil. Then a week or so, it was beautiful, lush green. And then all of a sudden, almost overnight, all the inner leaves turned like a bronze color, and it almost started from the tips working back to the base of the leaves. They're not dry, as if they were windburned or dried up, but they just completely, almost overnight, turned a complete bronze color. And that baffled me as to what I might have done wrong or what might be the situation.
Okay. Now, how long ago did you plant the birch?
Oh, only been about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so all this has happened in the last 2 weeks?
Yes, all in the last 2 weeks since I just put the tree in, which I know fall's a great time to, you know, to
yeah,
to,
it really
to
is.
Put.
Now, when
the only
you planted the tree,
pardon me.
Go ahead. What did you do?
When I didn't transport it, it was a good sized tree, but we had it all tied up. I have a pickup truck, and I laid it down in the pickup truck. I didn't put a cover over it, but I didn't go very fast. I only had to go about 2 miles. So
yeah.
I don't know if that might have had something to do with it or not.
Okay. Was the dirt ball, and when you looked at it, did it have a wire cage around it?
Yes, it did, and there was a lot of roots that were coming out around that also, which I didn't disturb those
so
at all.
You did not take out the wire cage, right?
No. I left it
right there.
So that the ball stayed right intact.
Yeah, because that's a mistake that people make. And
yes.
I remember many years ago, Martha Stewart came on the air, and she told everybody to take the wire cage out. And that is a no-no. And
yes.
She ended up paying big time for it.
Yeah.
What may have happened is in the process of picking it up, putting it in your truck, unloading it, you know, maybe the ball got bounced a little bit, and maybe a little bit of it cracked, maybe disturbing some of the root ball.
Right.
What I'd like to have you do is this. Get yourself a liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, and I would make, like, 10 gallons of the product. Pour it around the base of the tree slowly so that it washes in and just doesn't roll away.
Right.
And I'd like to do that once a week for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Now,
do you think that the buds have been set all right in the tree so that next year it'll be all right?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not scared of that at all.
Okay.
I think
now, that was
maybe
going on because
in
it was
that
an expensive tree and I didn't want to take any chances on that.
Yeah. I don't think that there's any problem with the tree. The fall is here. I have birches growing wild all over my property, and they are beginning to drop foliage right now.
Yeah.
I've got yellow leaves, I've got green leaves that are changing yellow, and I'm guessing I probably have lost 25% of the leaves. But because it's newly planted, you want to have that warm soil stimulate the roots. Mix up about 10 gallons of liquid food a week for the next 3 weeks. And you should be in great shape. Don't panic. Everything's okay. 800-259-9231.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center and have a great spring.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Cataldo Nursery, and they're located in Littleton. And it's very easy. You take exit 31 and then head to Route 119, and it's right off of 495 on Route 110 East. I'll give you a phone number because this is a place that you really will have a ball. I know it's raining out, and you probably don't want to go look at shrubbery and things like that, but you've got to take a look at the gift store. It's absolutely fabulous. Beautiful Halloween little houses that you can decorate your house with, and all kinds of silk flowers, artificial pumpkins and gourds, and real pumpkins and real gourds, corn stalks, mums, cabbages, kales. They also have a farm stand where you can get a lot of local produce. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Dick on the line, who's calling with a question about his lilacs.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I look forward to your program every week, and whenever we have a problem, we say, wait till Sunday and call Paul and find out.
Thank you.
We have a stand of lilacs alongside the house. They've been there 20 years or more, and they're very spindly, very tall, and I'm just wondering when we should prune them.
Well, this is what I would suggest you do. Wait until the spring, and when the lilacs come in bloom, any of the branches that are not flowering, cut those down to your waist. Now, I wouldn't cut the whole clump that low, but what I've done with lilacs that I had in the past, when they come in bloom, I count roughly how many of the non-blooming branches we have. And just to make it easy, let's say we've got 30 branches that are not blooming. I'll take 10 or 15 of those, cut them down to my waist, and I'll tell you, by the end of the year, the branches that I have cut back to my waist have made 2 and 3 brand new branches. So you end up with a plant that's a lot thicker, lower to the ground. They'll bloom the following year. And then the second year, the branches that you did not cut, again, you wait until they begin to flower. And that way you have a plant that's a lot lower to the ground, a lot thicker to give you better privacy, easier for you to cut and pick the flowers. The other thing, lilacs love a sweet soil. When was the last time that you added lime to your lilacs?
Yesterday,
okay.
Yes. Well, you know, I listened to you talk about it. I heard you talk about it before, and you said that they like a sweet soil, so it'll put lime down. We've put it down 2 seasons now, and yesterday was the last time. But, you know, our branches, the stalk itself will go up probably 7 or 8 feet, maybe even higher, with nothing on it, just a couple of branches that branch off it. And it's big around, probably 3 or 4 inches around it. It's a huge stalk. And then right at the very top, like on the second floor of our house, is where they're producing all the lilacs.
Yeah, because, see, what happens is when you feed a plant or Mother Nature is feeding the plant, it sends the food to the top of the tree first. So the very buds get the food. When they're satisfied, the buds below it get fed. When they're fed, the buds below that. So it starts from the top, feeding the plant down. Well, by the time it gets halfway down, there's no more food left because the guys on the top took all of it. So what you have to say to yourself is, I'm doing this for your own good. You need to prune back the non-productive branches. And what you'll see that will happen is you cut them down at your waist, let's say 4 feet. This you're going to do next spring. You're going to see that during the summer, there are dormant buds on these branches where you have cut them. And those dormant buds are going to wake up because they are now the new leaders of that branch. And it will make your plants a lot thicker, a lot fuller. And by cutting it, you're stopping the upwards growth from them getting taller, and you get more girth to the plant.
What do we use for
fertilizer? So go out there. I use plant tone fertilizer. And if you've got some plant tone in your garage or tool shed, throw it on it. Now, lilacs cannot be lime too heavy. The more lime they get, the better. And when we lived in Massachusetts, we had a wood stove. And I would probably put my lilac had a little hedge that was probably 15 to 20 feet long. And I would put a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash right down that hedge. And a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. So clematis, and lilacs, the more lime they get, the better they're going to produce. So don't be scared. If you've got some more left in the bag, go outside in this rain, sprinkle it around the plant, and it will make the soil sweeter so that they can produce more flowers without a lot less energy. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Dick. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ricky on the line, who's calling about celery root and parsnips in her garden.
Okay, Ricky, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I have just a quick question, too, about lilac bushes, whether it's best to transplant them in the fall or the spring. But then with the celery root and parsnips, we enjoy eating them so much, but this is the first time I've ever grown them in the garden. And I know parsnips need to get a little nip of cold before you dig them. But I was hoping not to leave them in all winter because we really are hungry for them. And then celery root, I've never grown, last year was the first year I even bought some in the store. So I don't know what to do with it.
Both of those plants will give you much more flavor when they've been hit by the frost. Brussels sprouts, the same thing. Once Brussels sprouts have had some cold weather, it intensifies the overall flavor of the little sprouts. And I mean, I've got some now that are huge, and they taste okay. They taste kind of cabbagey in flavor. But once we've had a frost, it changes the overall taste of that plant. Now, I remember when I was younger, my father used to grow turnips and a lot of different root crops. And some years, we lived in Scituate, southern Massachusetts, about 10 miles from the ocean. But what he used to do in the fall is he would rake leaves, put them in black trash bags, and where some of the carrots were in the garden and turnips, once we've had a couple of frosts and they got hit by that, he would fill the trash bags full of leaves and pine needles and then lay it right on top of these plants, and that held the ground from freezing as quickly, and that way he could go in the garden Thanksgiving and even later and pull them right out of the ground with a pitchfork. And that's something that you can do. When we get beyond Thanksgiving, then he would go in the garden, and depending on what the season was like, if the season was mild, he'd leave it in there. But if he saw that the season was changing, then he would pick all of the root crops, cut off the top without touching the actual root of the plant, like carrots and beets. And we had a crawl space under part of the house, and he would put a layer of sand, or you could use sawdust. You could use peat moss, dry peat moss, not stuff that's really, really wet and juicy, but dry peat moss. You could use sand, and you can buy bags of sand at your local garden center. And then he would cover the turnip and the carrots and the parsnips, but he always left them in there as long as he could so that they really, really got cold, and that really intensified the flavor. So let them freeze, cover them with bags of leaves, or if you have some bales of straw, just lay the bales of straw right on top of the row, and then you can just roll the straw over and dig, and that will hold the ground so that it doesn't freeze solid. And by using a bale of straw or a bag, you can really extend that season where the flavor just intensifies. Okay? So you give that a try. But when it's time for you to pull them out, if you're in an area where it's going to get cold, then just store them in your basement or in a crawl space. You can use a garage as long as they're covered with some sand so that they don't freeze solid. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Al on the line, who's got a question about the late blight.
Okay. Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
I like your show very much. Just wanted to let you know that. And listening to the program last week on Late Blight, there were four items that your guest had mentioned to help prevent the reoccurrence of it. I did have the Late Blight this year, by the way.
Right.
So, and two of them are fairly obvious. I understand them, the spacing in water during the daytime and trying not to get the leaves wet. But the two others I didn't know quite what one meant was the tunnels, and the other one, the humidity, what could be done about the humidity. And what is tunnels? I don't understand that.
What he meant by tunnels is the walkways between the rows. What happens is, I've been growing tomatoes for a long time, and I know that the better the air circulates, the less problem you're going to have with disease. But there's a lot of people that will plant tomatoes 18, 24 inches apart, and then the next row is 2 feet apart. So there's no room for the air to move between the rows. And you should have used rows rather than tunnels. But it's the spacing so that the air can circulate better. If the air can circulate, that means that the foliage of the plant is going to dry out and you'll have less of a problem. The other thing, too, that I found that really works a great deal, and I never had a problem like I did this year. What I do is I never irrigate my tomatoes from overhead. I water everything at the soil line. I never water at night. You have to water during the early morning. And what I've done is I went to my local garden center. I bought a water timer. It cost me like $15, $20. You screw it on to your faucet. You attach the hose to it. And it's like a kitchen timer when you're cooking bread or muffins or a 3-minute hard-boiled egg. You turn it for 15, 20 minutes. The water comes on. After 20 minutes, it already automatically turns off. So if you're leaving to go to work, you set up the sprinkler, you turn the dial, and you leave, and it shuts off all by itself. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Cataldo Nursery. We're in Littleton, and it's their fall open house. And bring the kids, even though it's raining, come on and take a look at their beautiful store. It's a place that if you're going to a party and you need something to bring with you at the party as a hostess gift, they have all kinds of things. And the floral designers can make you up a beautiful silk or a dried arrangement. So bring your favorite container. They have a lot of fall wreaths and, you know, that beautiful Indian corn grouping of three with a bow and all kinds of fall decorations with it. So it's a fun time of the year. Fresh picked apples, fresh cider. It's just a great time to smell and enjoy New England at its best. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Kate on the line who has a question about a new lawn.
Okay, Kate, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, nice to talk with you. Well,
Thank you.
There's two things that concern me right now. This week I'm going to try to have a lawn put in. Would you tell me the difference between hydro seeding and split seeding, something like that? And the second one, I have a very large hydrangea I'd like to transplant. Is this a good time or not?
On your hydrangea, I would rather that you wait until the spring.
Okay.
Because the plant is going dormant, and when it goes dormant, I mean, the leaves are beginning to change color, and they're going, you know, the plant's sending the energy down into the roots.
Right.
Because the energy is going down the roots, when you dig, you're not going to be able to get all of the root system, which nobody can, which means that some of the energy is going to be in roots that stay in the ground. And what would occur, I mean, the plant won't die, but some of the buds, your flower buds for next year, will not have enough moisture, and they will dry out, which would mean a lot less blooms for you in the spring. But if you can wait until the middle to the end of March, you know, whenever spring decides to show up, you could dig it up at that point. There would be no stress on the plant, and it would rebound much, much quicker.
Okay.
Now, for your lawn, there's two types. There's hydro seed, and there's slice seeding.
That's it, right.
Hydro seeding is they come to your house with a big truck. It looks like your local oil truck making a delivery of oil. And in the truck is water, pieces of shredded newspaper that have been tinted green, fertilizer, lime, and grass seed. They walk on your soil, they turn on the machine, and with pressure it blows the grass seed, the paper, and the fertilizer over your lawn, over what will be your lawn. So it's a relatively fast process, should be inexpensive, and it does a pretty good job. The other way is a slice seeder. And a slice seeder is a machine that resembles a lawnmower, except that the blades spin vertically. A lawnmower spins horizontally. And as these blades cut into the soil, it drops grass seed in that little trench that it's cutting. And to me, I like that better. It's more uniform. And it depends on the size of your property. If it's only a small area, let's say it's 5,000 square feet or less, I would prefer that you do the slice seeding. And when the man comes, you have to be there, okay? You want him to go north to south with the slice seeder, and then east to west. And that will ensure that you get double the recommended amount of grass seed. And if you're going to go through all this work of putting in a new lawn, the cost of seed to double it is not that much. And when you're slice seeding, you will see the seed on the ground. With the hydro seeder, you don't see the seed because your lawn is covered with green paper. And that way, you need to keep it really wet so that the paper doesn't dry out, so that the seed will germinate better. And I've always preferred the slice seeding to hydro seeding. If it's a huge area, an acre, use a hydro seeding. But if you want a really good lawn, spend the extra money, do the slice seeding, and when he comes with the bag of grass seed, look at what he's using and make sure that there is very little annual, not perennial is what you want. Annual lasts 1 year, and you want it forever.